Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Rural fire fees are coming to a mailbox near you. The state has imposed a $150 fee for each structure located in a state responsibility area, and the funds will be deposited in an account to provide for fire prevention and protection in those areas. Assemblyman Wes Chesbro, who voted in favor of the original bill, backtracked in May when he introduced Assembly Bill 2474, which would require CAL FIRE to develop a fee based on the fire history of state responsibility areas. More than 80,000 of the more than 800,000 structures located within SRAs are in the state's 1st District. Chesbro's bill, which has been suspended in the Assembly, would also allow property owners to deduct the amount they already pay in local fire protection fees from any amount owed to the state. One major concern expressed by Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods deals directly with the local fire fees and how the state-mandated fees make it much harder for local fire departments and fire districts to go to residents and ask for specific parcel taxes to support local fire protection services. Just before 8 o'clock this morning, the County Drug Task Force, along with sheriff's deputies, served a search warrant at a residence in the 1700 block of Tompkins Hill Road in Fortuna. Officers found a marijuana grow in a garage on the property and seized about 250 growing plants and found evidence of the production of hash along with 6 pounds of processed weed. Officers also confiscated 9 rifles and 2 handguns from the residence of 40-year-old Brian Zacharias, who was arrested and booked into county jail on possession and cultivation charges, as well as being armed in the commission of a felony. Yesterday morning, the County Drug Task Force, along with sheriff's deputies, served search warrants at 2 locations near Garberville. At the first location in the 300 block of Oak Ridge Drive in Redway, agents seized more than 250 plants, 3 rifles, and some $12,000 in cash. At the second location near Canuck Creek Road, officers found 3 greenhouses at the site and seized more than 1,000 plants and arrested 45-year-old Jesus Vega of Fortuna. Other suspects connected with the grow sites have been identified, and the case remains under investigation. The California Highway Patrol in Del Norte County is investigating a single-vehicle collision that claimed the life of a Crescent City woman yesterday. The CHP reports that 52-year-old Laura Green was driving on Enders Beach Road west of Highway 101 when she allowed her vehicle to leave the roadway. The vehicle tumbled down a steep embankment, and the force of the collision caused fatal injuries to Green. Local emergency crews, assisted by a Coast Guard helicopter, were able to recover both Green's body and her vehicle, and the cause of the crash remains under investigation. Congressman Mike Thompson will host another telephone town hall meeting. The meeting is scheduled for tomorrow night from 7 until 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Constituents of Thompson's district are encouraged to participate. For more information, check the congressman's webpage. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. First District Supervisor-elect Rex Bone easily won a 3-way June primary to replace Jimmy Smith, who is retiring early due to health issues. Bone took more than 60% of the vote in the primary, and he was expecting 6 months or so as a transition period. But with the news that Smith would step down on Friday, and after Governor Brown appointed Bone to serve the remainder of the term, that timeline has now changed.
As he said from day one, I'm a phone call away, so that'll make the transition a little bit easier. But the fact that we're going in 4.5 months earlier or 4 months earlier is a daunting task, and trying to come up to speed, just getting through with my normal day job, and now I'm kind of focused on this. So I'm looking forward to swearing in on Monday and serve the people of the community.
Bone has been working with Smith over the past few months and also commented on taking on a new job in a new work environment.
I've got some good working relationships with some of the board now and some close friendships that I forged over the years, which I look forward to working with them into the future. So that makes the transition a little bit easier because I'm going to be working with friends. The other thing, coming out of the private sector, one of the things you're going to have to get used to is that there's a process and things move slowly.
Last week, dozens of well-wishers attended Smith's final session as a board member to offer thanks and best wishes. And you can hear Jimmy's final appearance as an elected official on Talk Shop on Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock right here on KINS News Radio. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.